The News at 5 is sponsored by Chutz Feed, Seed and Such, and Foggy Bottom Woodworks, LLC.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Hamas says it's agreed to a ceasefire, but Israel says it's not the proposal that was under discussion, and that it's going ahead with an offensive in Rafah anyway. Here at home, new protests at more colleges. Dozens of pro-Palestinian protesters gathering at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. This protester...
We're protesting MIT's ties to the IDF. MIT creates killer drones for the Israeli Ministry of Defense. After 2 weeks of negotiation, MIT cannot confirm if its drones are being used in Gaza.
Today, in former President Trump's hush money trial, jurors hearing testimony from a former Trump Organization controller and a longtime Trump Organization employee. Before testimony got underway, Trump was found in contempt of court for the 10th time, threatened with jail if he keeps it up. Oklahomans and Texans being told stay home and stay alert today. A rare level 10 risk of large and long-lasting tornadoes covering the whole area. And in Texas, catastrophic and deadly flooding is ravaging the state. This is ABC News. A U.S. soldier is being held in eastern Russia on theft charges. A U.S. official says he was stationed in South Korea and traveled to Russia on his own. And Russia rattling sabers announcing nuclear weapons drills. ABC's Ines de la Caterra has more from the foreign desk.
The Kremlin saying nuclear drills have been ordered by Russian President Putin in response to what it says are provocative Western threats. The announcement comes just days after French President Emmanuel Macron discussed the possibility of sending troops to Ukraine if Kyiv requests backup. UK Foreign Secretary David Cameron also recently raised the possibility Ukraine could use British weapons on targets inside Russia. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Traffic in both directions is moving again today along an overpass on Interstate 95 in Norwalk, Connecticut, after a tanker explosion compromised an overpass which had to be removed. Governor Ned Lamont praising workers.
Hats off to the people that got this done on a timely basis, keeping us safe. Rush hours working.
The bridge removed, highway reopened in just 88 hours. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Green grass, yellow dandelions, and pesty moles. Hello, spring. Ellie here at Chet's. We have all of your lawn care needs for this spring season. Lawn seeds, fertilizers, and even mole control. Our ongoing sunflower seed sale will surely keep your birds singing in this beautiful weather. Warm weather also means chick season, but we don't just have chickens, we have baby pheasants available as well. We'd like to give a special thank you to all of our friends at Chet's Feed, Seed & Such, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down and see us at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833 to place your pheasant order today.
Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 608-73
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Turning cloudy and breezy tonight with rain rolling in well after midnight, low 57. Winds will be southeast 15 with gusts up to 20. Rain and thunderstorms early tomorrow, then variably cloudy and mild with high of 75, and mostly cloudy tomorrow night with isolated showers or thunderstorms possible early, low 48. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southeast at around 4 to 6 miles per hour, and it's mostly sunny and 75 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office, with assistance from other agencies, are currently investigating an incident on West Smith Road, rural Viroqua Westby in the town of Viroqua. At approximately 11:15 this morning, the Sheriff's Office was notified of an incident reportedly involving the use of a firearm. The team worked to bring the situation under control. There is one person in custody, but the investigation is in its infancy. There is no danger to the community. More details may be released at a later time. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced that a population of Maryland senna, a rare plant not seen in Wisconsin since 1911, was rediscovered in southwest Wisconsin. George Riggin, a trained volunteer for the DNR's Rare Plant Monitoring Program, and Bridget Rathman, DNR habitat biologist, spotted the plant. This discovery and others are featured in the Rare Plant Monitoring Program's 2023 annual report. Almost 15% of Wisconsin's 2,366 native plant species are considered rare, meaning they are listed as endangered, threatened, or of special concern. In 2023, more than 50 trained volunteers from around the state submitted 178 reports of rare plants, including 31 populations in areas of Wisconsin where they had not been documented before. Since 2013, the DNR's Rare Plant Monitoring Program has trained and sent volunteers to check on the health and size of rare native plant populations in nearly every county in the state. The volunteer program is Wisconsin's largest source of rare plant data. It is unique in the Midwest for its breadth of surveys statewide. Governor Tony Evers, in partnership with Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions and the Wisconsin Higher Educational Aids Board, is again encouraging Wisconsin students and families to complete the free application for federal student aid for the 2024-25 academic year. According to data from the U.S. Department of Education as of April 25th, Wisconsin is still down nearly 6,000 FAFSA submissions completed compared to the same time last year. As traditional college decision days take place over the coming weeks, the governor continues to encourage high school counselors, principals, superintendents, after-school programs, parent groups, nonprofit organizations, and local and state education organizations to assist students and families in completing the FAFSA as the first step toward achieving their college and career aspirations. The FAFSA, filed annually, is the gateway to virtually all federal, state, and institutional financial aid, including scholarships, grants, work-study funds, and federal student loans, plus many private scholarship providers require it as well. For those looking to enroll in post-secondary education during the 2024-25 academic year, it's important to submit the FAFSA as soon as possible and take time to understand the various deadlines that apply. Students and families with questions about the FAFSA should contact Federal Student Aid or the Federal Student Aid Information Center, which provides support on behalf of the U.S. Department of Education. The Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions are encouraging Wisconsinites to save for higher education and career training with the Wisconsin 529 College Savings Program and the program's new tax enhancements enacted by Governor Tony Evers on March 21st. The legislation modified the individual income tax treatment for contributions to and withdrawals from a Wisconsin 529 college savings account, as well as the maximum tax credit an employer contributing to an employee's Wisconsin 529 college savings account may claim beginning with the 2024 tax year. For single filers or married couples filing a joint return, tax-deductible amounts increase to $5,000 annually per beneficiary. For married couples filing separately, tax-deductible amounts increase to $2,500 annually per beneficiary. Tax-deductible amounts are adjusted annually for inflation. Additionally, the legislation removed the tax-deductible limitation for divorced parents. The legislation also increased and streamlined the tax credit that may be claimed by a Wisconsin employer, including a sole proprietor making contributions to an employee's EdVest 529 or Tomorrow's Scholar account. The maximum credit per employee increased to 50% of the amount the employer contributes to the 529 account, not exceeding a maximum credit of $800, which is adjusted annually for inflation. Wisconsin taxpayers have until the tax filing deadline each year to make contributions to their Wisconsin 529 account. Contributions in excess of the current tax year's maximum tax deductible amount may carry over one or more years and be deducted on the future taxes up to that year's annual maximum deductible amount. Taxpayers should be aware that the Wisconsin 529 College Savings Program requires the use of a first-in, first-out method of accounting, meaning any withdrawals taken from a 529 account within 365 days of being contributed must be added back to the filer's taxable income for state tax purposes. The new legislation clarifies that this practice also applies to carryover amounts withdrawn within 365 days of first being contributed. For additional information, visit DFI's Wisconsin 529 College Savings Program webpage. To open an EdVest 529 account, visit edvest.com. To work with a financial advisor to open and manage a Tomorrow Scholar account, visit 529wi.voya.com. The Inclusa Foundation has announced its official launch dedicated to providing support to organizations that serve older adults and adults with disabilities in Wisconsin. As a nonprofit organization committed to fostering diverse and inclusive communities, the Inclusa Foundation aims to make a positive impact on the lives of individuals across the state. At the core of its mission is the belief in the power of community, a trademarked model of support that leverages valued programs, impactful partnerships, and innovative practices to transform communities across Wisconsin. Through collaborative efforts, the Inclusive Foundation seeks to enhance the common good so that all people can live more connected lives. The Inclusive Foundation is pleased to announce its first funding commitments totaling more than $1.9 million aimed at bringing nationally recognized provider leadership development and public policy development programs to the state of Wisconsin over the next 3 years. Grant recipients include a partnership with the Wisconsin Board for People with Developmental Disabilities to develop a two-pronged public policy leadership initiative. The program emphasizes knowledge transfer, capacity building, fresh perspectives, succession planning, coordination with other BPDD public policy and advocacy initiatives, and stakeholder engagement. The initiative includes a Wisconsin Disability Public Policy Leadership Fellowship and a Wisconsin Disability Public Policy Leadership Internship Program that will equip an expanded pool of people with lived experience to inform and support policymakers, building skills and connections to facilitate future careers in disability policy leadership. A partnership with the National Leadership Consortium on a three-phase program aiming to advance the leadership development and connection of three cohorts of emerging and established leaders working in various roles and positions across the Wisconsin intellectual and developmental disability system. The proposed program will offer an annual in-person leadership institute, ongoing virtual follow-up training and support, and short-term leadership coaching. Ultimately, the goal of the program is to enhance Wisconsin leaders' skills, knowledge, resources, connections, confidence, and capacity, continue to transform and move the developmental disability system toward practices, services, and supports that advance the human rights and dignity of Wisconsinites with IDD. This initiative will provide holistic and sustained support for Wisconsin leaders that will impact their careers well beyond the program. In addition to its inaugural commitments, the Inclusive Foundation is launching its first open call for grant proposals, encouraging organizations with innovative approaches likely to contribute to Wisconsin's long-term services and supports ecosystem to consider applying. Inclusive Foundation is especially interested in ideas related to housing, transportation, community living, integrated employment, workforce, integrating medical and long-term care needs, and peer support. This inaugural grant cycle runs May through August 2024. For more information on grant opportunities and open call, visit inclusivefoundation.org/grant information. The Richland Center High School bands will present their spring concert tonight at 7:30 in the high school auditorium. The featured performing groups will be the Freshman Concert Band and the Symphonic Band. Senior band members will receive special recognition during the concert, as the concert will mark their final formal concert performance. The top band awards will also be presented during the concert. You are invited to enjoy an evening of band music tonight at 7:30 in the Richland Center High School auditorium, and to help the band celebrate the many successes of the students. Cost of admission is $5. Senior citizens will be admitted free.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Jeremiah J. Jeremy Larson, 44, of Muscadet, died Tuesday at UW Health Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Thursday at 5 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 3 until the time of service at 5. The family suggests you wear a shirt from your favorite brand to the service. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism or the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Jeremiah J. Jeremy Larson, 44, of Muscadet. Richard F. Dick Camp, 90, of Boscobel, died Friday at Soldiers Grove Nursing Home in Soldiers Grove. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. Lawrence O'Toole Catholic Church, rural Mount Hope, followed by burial in the church cemetery. Lunch will be held at the Cottonwood in Fenimore starting at 12:45. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel Thursday from 5 to 7. Friends may also call at the church Friday from 9:30 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, plant a tree as a tribute through a livingtribute.org. Richard F. Dick Camp, 90, of Boscobel. Daryl Duane, Daryl Beyer, 65, of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Friday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 11 until the time of service at 2. Daryl Duane, Daryl Beyer, 65, of Richland Center. Nancy Peterson, 82, of Richland Center, died Saturday. A celebration of life will be held Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center from 5 until 7. Nancy Peterson, 82, of Richland Center. Dalton M. Everson, 30, of Baraboo, died unexpectedly Saturday at home. A memorial gathering will be held Saturday from 10 to noon at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made for his daughter's further education and forwarded to his sister, Mia Everson. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Dalton M. Everson, 30, of Baraboo. Ruth Ann Bristol, 80, of Richland Center, died Thursday from complications following a heart attack. A celebration of life and visitation will be held next Monday, May 13th, from 3 to 6 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Ruth Ann Bristol, 80, of Richland Center.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. After a sunny and seasonal day today, high temperatures tapped the mid-70s. And now, tonight, we have another storm system sitting on our back doorstep. Winds will start to get feisty, gusting out of the southeast up to 20 miles per hour, and clouds will start to thicken. Overnight lows will fall to the upper 50s, and rain rolls in well after midnight. Waking up to showers and some rumbles of thunder, be sure to grab the raincoat and don't forget the umbrella. Rumbles of thunder may rock your walls and wake you up early, as the chance for these storms to turn severe is possible, producing some heavy downpours of about a quarter of an inch to a half an inch of rainfall, gusty winds that might do some damage, and hail and a potential tornado or two can't be ruled out. Some sunshine peaks out by lunch and temperatures climb to the mid-70s. A few spotty showers or thunderstorms could linger, but otherwise we mainly clear out for a dry Wednesday. High temperatures will hit the mid-70s again, and a few more spotty showers and thunderstorms are possible by Wednesday night. This as another system strikes on Thursday, bringing us a dark, dreary, and damp start to the day. Stuck under cloudy skies and rain winding down by lunch, highs will be much cooler into the low 60s. And then this begins the cooling trend, which is going to sink in for the weekend. We get a touch warmer for Friday under partly sunny skies. Highs hit the upper 60s, but quickly fall to the mid-60s for highs on Saturday. It'll be mostly cloudy with a few spotty showers possible, and then by Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds and pleasant temperatures in the low 70s. While all of this rain may be a bit annoying, it is greatly needed as gardening season and all the farmers are planting their crops. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 74 degrees after a daytime high of 75 and a morning low of 42. Yesterday's high was 68 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1934 is 92 degrees with a record low of 24 set back in 1967. Last year's high was 65 with a low of 66. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:09. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:47. Winds are out of the southeast at around 2 to 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.80, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 74 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be.
An old proverb says, no matter how long the winter, spring is sure to come. Winter is a good time to make spring plans. Plan your crops, plan your garden, plan your outdoor activities, and plan to review your insurance protection. Is it adequate? Schwartz Insurance, your locally staffed Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, offers a no-obligation review of your insurance protection. As surely as winter will become spring, you can be sure with Schwartz Insurance. Call 647-8891 and let Schwartz Insurance be a part of your spring planning.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
The Brewers were blanked Sunday in the series finale at Chicago 5-0. Freddie Peralta was unusually wild, walking a career-high 6 batters in 5 innings of work while absorbing his first loss of the season. Peralta is still appealing the 5-game suspension he was handed last week. Milwaukee went 0-for-7 with runners in scoring position. The Brewers send Bryce Wilson to the mound tonight to start a 3-game series at Kansas City. Update on the game has been moved up to 6:10 p.m. Central Time due to some bad weather potentially happening in Kansas City. He won the MVP award 3 years ago in the USFL as a quarterback, but the Packers say Alex Magoo is such a good athlete, he can excel as a wide receiver. Head coach Matt LaFleur says Magoo spent a lot of time running pass receiver routes on the Green Bay scout team last year. He did such a good job, the switch was made. LaFleur's comments were made during the team's rookie minicamp last Friday. Misinformation was being shared last week during the NBA playoff series against the Indiana Pacers. While reporters were being told that the Bucks superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo was close to returning to the court, that was just a case of optimism. Antetokounmpo says he was never able to run enough to play in a game, putting his status at just 30-40% of full health. Even if his teammates have extended the series to Game 7, he would have still been sidelined. Former Badgers star J.J. Watt is saying he's ready to come out of retirement if the Houston Texans need him. The two-time NFL Defensive Player of the Year says he is still training his body and would be able to help at the age of 35. Watt and Texans coach DeMeco Ryans were teammates in Houston during the 2011 season. Watt says he's serious, but the offer is good for this season only. In other sports news, Kyle Larson beat Chris Buescher to the line at Kansas Speedway on Sunday in the closest finish in NASCAR history. The official winning margin for the Cup Series race Sunday was a 1/1000th of a second. A caution flag forced a green-white checkered finish, and Larson pulled behind Buescher on the backstretch of the final lap, then came around him through the final corner. The two cars banged doors as they headed for the stripe. Martin Truex Jr. finished 4th, and Denny Hamlin, who had the lead in the final restart, faded back to 5th. The win was Larson's 2nd of the season. The second jewel of horse racing's Triple Crown could be absent of the 150th Kentucky Derby winner, Mystic Dan, and other contenders who contributed to the thrilling 3-wide photo finish. Mystic Dan trainer Kenny McPeak and ownership were non-committal about sending the colt to Baltimore for the Preakness on May 18th and instead might opt for the relocated Belmont Stakes in June at Saratoga. The Preakness could still feature quality rested horses, including some by Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert, as he seeks a follow-up to National Treasure's win last year. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small-town convenience. It's Aderers in Plain.
Soybeans and corn are higher Monday. Cattle and hogs finished mostly lower. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans are supported by speculative and technical buying. More U.S. planting delays are probable as parts of the Midwest will see another round of rain early this week. Heavy rain and flooding are impacting harvest in southern Brazil and Argentina. July beans are up 33 and three quarters at 1248 and three quarters. August was 30 and a half higher at 1246. July bean meal was up 1540 at 387.60. July soybean oil was 76 points higher at 43.84. Corn was up, watching the planting delays in some key U.S. growing areas, but that rain will help with early development. Second crop corn in central and northern Brazil is being hit by hot, dry weather. July corn was up 8 3/4 at 469. September was 7 1/2 higher at 476 and 3/4. And wheat was supported by speculative and technical buying. Some very welcome rain fell over the weekend in the southwestern plains, more likely in parts of the region to start this week, but it will take more to make up that deficit. Dry parts of Russia have also received rain, but more will also be needed there. July Chicago was up 26 1/4 at 648 3/4. July Kansas City was 25 higher at 675 1/4. July Minneapolis was up 11 at 725 1/2. Live cattle were mostly lower and feeders were down sharply, watching the distribution of the show list. June live was up 30 at 176.97. August was 15 lower at 174.42. August feeders were down $1.87 at 252.87. And hogs were mostly lower on questions about sustained demand. June lean was down 77 cents, 98.17. The July hog contract was down 70 cents at 102.15. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets to start the week after this brief break.
Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications, all without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com.
Throughout the growing season, you're tasked with making tough choices, starting with the seed, reading all that trial data. You even have your neighbors weigh in. And when you do plant that smart decision, how you'll protect it, well, that's an easy choice. The soybean herbicide portfolio from Corteva Agriscience. With products like Sonic Herbicide, you'll be complementing your Enlist system with the soybean residual protection that'll tackle the toughest weed challenges all season long. See how a program approach can help you protect every acre at Corteva.us.
Rent cash cattle trade activity was quiet to start the week. Show lists are mixed. Higher in Texas, lower in Nebraska and Colorado, and sharply lower in Kansas. Bids and asking prices in surface Monday. Look for significant trade volume to be delayed until at least midweek or later. Boxed beef closed sharply higher on solid demand for light offerings. Choice up 456 at 298.76. Select closed $2.10 higher at 289.75. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head, up 7,000 on the week and down about 5,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply higher with very light negotiated purchases. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 303 with a weighted average of 92.41. The Iowa Minnesota closed $2.80 higher with a weighted average of 93.83. The Western Corn Belt up 392 with a weighted average of 93.83. Pork values closed higher, up $1.38 at 99.50. And estimated hog slaughter was 481,000 head, up 5,000 on the week and up about 14,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
I'm Nicole Hasflip with Ag Headline News. I'm Brownfield. Get agronomic insights for your area with Grow Smart Live from BASF. Download the app now from any app store. U.S. corn planting has fallen behind. That followed heavy rain last week in parts of the Midwest and Plains. USDA says 36% of U.S. corn is planted and 25% of soybeans. More news next on Brownfield.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
Possibility of severe weather remains for parts of the U.S. this week. Atmospheric scientist Eric Snodgrass with Nutrient Ag Solutions tells Brownfield.
I think for some folks in south central Kansas, that's really some big hard red winter wheat area. They just got their first one-inch rainfall event in well over a year.
Meanwhile, the National Potato Council says comments made by Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack could set the tone for the potato's future in the next dietary guidelines. Mike Winkle tells Brownfield a bipartisan group of U.S. senators have been calling on the secretary to keep potatoes classified as a vegetable.
There's pretty distinct differences botanically.
Lastly, corn is emerging across the Midwest, and farmers are encouraged to evaluate early stands. Pioneer agronomist Jonathan Rotz.
I especially want to look at, is there anything that maybe I would be able to remedy before things dry off here and I go plant more crop?
I'm Nicole Heslip with Ag Headline News. I'm Brownfield.
Herbicide Sprayer Cleanout. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Enlist field specialist Andy Carriger says even trace amounts of herbicides left in application equipment can cause contamination. He tells Brownfield a thorough tank cleanout involves several steps, including completely draining the system and removing and cleaning nozzle tips and strainers. More after this.
Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications, all without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com.
Throughout the growing season, you're tasked with making tough choices, starting with the seed, reading all that trial data. You even have your neighbors weigh in. And when you do plant that smart decision, how you'll protect it, well, that's an easy choice. The soybean herbicide portfolio from Corteva Agriscience. With products like Sonic Herbicide, you'll be complementing your Enlist system with the soybean residual protection that'll tackle the toughest weed challenges all season long. See how a program approach can help you protect every acre at Corteva.us.
Is an Enlist field specialist for Corteva Agriscience, and he says maximum soybean yield relies on proper herbicide sprayer cleanout.
When herbicides are left in application equipment, even traces of chemistries can remain in the seals, lines, filters, etc. You run the risk of tank contamination. This means you end up applying an unlabeled herbicide on a susceptible crop, which could lead to crop injury and yield loss.
He tells Brownfield a thorough tank cleanout is a must, not only before, but after applying Enlist One or Enlist Duo herbicides.
Let's say you're growing Enlist E3 soybeans. If you apply a dicamba product to a different field and you don't clean your sprayer correctly before moving on to applying on your Enlist field, you will almost certainly wind up with cupped soybeans. On the flip side, cleanout is also essential after applying Enlist herbicides to avoid any contact with susceptible crops later. Triple rinse is really what we recommend. It's required by the label after applying Enlist herbicides. Step one is rinse the first rinse. You start by completely draining the system, including all pumps, lines, and boom, for at least 5 minutes. Let it drip dry. You fill the tank with at least 10% of clean water. Circulate the system for at least 15 minutes, and then spray the solution out through the boom nozzles. So that's step one. Step two is you basically follow the same steps as step one with two important additions. After draining the system, you need to remove and clean filters and the strainers, okay? And additionally, after circulating water through the system, you need to let the solution stand in the sprayer for several hours, prefer preferably overnight if you have time. Now, if you're in a hurry, you don't have the time, that's when I recommend that a tank cleaner be added to maybe speed that process up prior to circulation. You end the process by completely draining the spray system and removing and cleaning all the nozzle tips and strainers in a separate container.
Step-by-step details can be found at Corteva.us/profit as well as Enlist.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva AgriScience.
Kitchen remodels are a popular building project. At Harchi Lumber, they can design a new kitchen layout and offer the Craftmade and Merillac Classic line of cabinets. But cabinets aren't only for the kitchen. Spruce up the storage space in your bathroom, craft room, home office, or even as an entertainment center. Finish off your cabinets with a countertop that meets your needs and matches the decor. For all your cabinet needs, call 608-985-7207 or stop at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Love brings when you're out of breath. Love sits by the bedside when you're near to death. Love still feels it when the feeling's gone. Love lives on and on. Mist on the river at the break of day. So pull up the new shutters, sing a morning song. Love moves on and on. Oh, oh, oh. Hey, 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 love is the right place. Took me a while, took me a while to get it straight.
Love is a-
always think goodbye was the kind of thing you see coming a mile away. Turns out it ain't, and it ain't some bitter fight. A screaming match that lasts all night. I would have never known that when love goes, it's in a U-Haul truck, foot down, finger up, cloud of dust, born to run, playing on the radio. Who knew the end of love comes right in the middle of a Saturday? Well, anyway, that's the way, that's the way. Single tear, she was just kind of out of here. No spiteful words were spoken, low blows or dishes broken. No, it ain't like what you see playing out in a movie scene. One last kiss at the end, that ain't the way it is. It's in a U-Haul truck, foot down, finger up, cloud of dust, born to run, playing on the radio. Saturday, well anyway, that's the way, that's the way it goes. Yeah, she let me know, with taillights on a one-way road, that when love goes.
Welcome to High School Sports. Coming up live from Ithaca tonight, it's Wazika Steuben at Ithaca and Area High School Baseball. The call is coming up following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show and a conversation with Ithaca baseball coach Danny Clary. That's coming up here on today's Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
Hi, this is Garrett. Join us this Thursday through Saturday for Vitesnik Power Sports 50th Anniversary Spring Open House. Discover the latest models and gear up for your next adventure. Get factory rebates and Vitesnik cash up to $5,600 on select models while supplies last. Or rates as low as 3.99 for 60 months with approved credit on select models. Don't miss the Spring Open House at Vitesnik Power Sports this Thursday through Saturday, Highway 14, Richland Center. Celebrating 50 years of great customer service, it's what we do. Vitesnik Power.
Joining us is Ithaca coach Dan Clary. Coach, as you look back, boy, you've had some close games lately, haven't you?
Yeah, it really has been some really tight games. Some good learning lessons along the way for the guys, which is always, from a coaching standpoint, is fantastic. You know, you need to see these guys in some really pressure situations and figure out a way to get a positive outcome out of it. And that's what the guys have done. They've had to dig deep for a few wins this last week. They had that exciting walk-off grand slam against Brookwood on Friday night, which was definitely a good learning lesson for the guys to find themselves down by four runs in the last couple innings and figure out a way to chip away at it and then come through in the end. So, yeah, it's been some really, really good games.
Definitely has, and as you enter the week, you've got some important ones. You can't rest too quickly on your laurels because you got another one again right away today, don't you?
Oh, for sure. And Wazika's always a fantastic team. There's a lot of baseball conference-wise that's going to be played this week with a lot of makeup games, and so you know there's going to be a lot decided in these games. So we really got to focus each and every day to do whatever it takes to come out on top if we can. So, yeah, with Wazika today at Kickapoo tomorrow and then Weston on Thursday for conference games. So definitely be a test for the guys.
I think you've been able to develop some pitching. Do you think you got enough this week?
We're going to find out. And we also have we have a doubleheader against Westby on Saturday, and I know our JV is in a tournament in Prairie du Chien on Saturday. So arms are definitely going to be getting tested this week. But like I said, we've had a lot of guys throwing for a while. We can put quite a few guys on the mound that'll give us a chance. And so, yeah, I think we're in good shape. But at this point in the season, you do want them to be efficient as possible and just giving your team a chance to win. So that's what their focus is.
All right. We'll have more from Dan in just a moment here on WRCO Sports.
Are you tired of your old worn-out cabinets? Are you ready for a change? Are you building and looking for quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop in at Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet, your one-stop shop for cabinets, countertops, and millwork. Foggy Bottom specializes in meeting customers' unique needs. Whether it's a small cabinet or cabinets and millwork for an entire home, all stained and finished to match. They'll provide free quotes, and you'll be surprised how competitive the pricing is, even compared to big box stores. Check out the Facebook page, Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC, to see what they have to offer, or stop in at the shop at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturdays by appointment.
Coach Clary joins us from WRCO, and the Ithaca Bulldogs taking on Wazika coming up in just a little bit here. I know you had a pretty good game against Wazika last time, didn't you?
Yeah, it was. It was a really good game for about four or five innings until we were finally able to open things up a little bit. And Ben does a fantastic job with the guys. I know they're playing good ball right now, and so we're expecting a really good test. But our guys too. I think we've been getting better with each game. I think we have yet to play our best ball, so that's a good sign. We're expecting a good one tonight.
I know that, you've had some that come right down to the wire against them in past years. And I think it's like with any team, when their number one is on the mound, anything can happen, can it?
It can. And that's the beauty of the game of baseball is that even if you might have a really good team on paper, if you're hitting the ball and it happens to be right at defensive players, well, that's the way it goes. And if their hitters are hitting it in gaps, that's the game of baseball, and we hope we're hitting gaps
right
tonight. So, because their pitching is definitely going to challenge you, and you just need to push the ball through, reach base somehow, and try to make good things happen.
I had to think a little bit. I mean, last year is last year, and this is a new year, but I think some of that comeback ability has kind of carried over for your team this year, hasn't it?
Yeah, and that was really nice about the Friday night game against Brookwood. We finally found ourselves in a four-run hole, and I, as a coach, I was just interested just to see what the look in the guys' eyes were. And I tell you what, that was a fantastic little huddle that we had, because you could just see it in their eyes. It's just like, all right, here we go. Let's just see if we can still get something like this done. And there wasn't a single one of them that was afraid of the situation, and you could tell that they were hungry and wanted it, and they did a good job about buckling down, having some really good at-bats, and pushing some runs across the plate. So that was really nice to see.
Being that you haven't lost, I know you're on top in the Ridge and Valley. How does it look right now? What's your lead looking like in the Ridge and Valley?
Well, as of like right now, like I said, we have a two-game lead on DeSoto and Weston, and a three-game lead on Seneca and Wazika. But there's a lot of games within those groups of teams in that top group of five teams that are yet to be played, with this week and next week finishing out. And so, like I said, it's a two-game lead right now, but we've really got to keep our nose to the grindstone, because any one of those teams can make a surge. So, and we want to be in that hunt in the end of things. So,
who are you looking at throwing tonight for the Bulldogs?
Sammy will be throwing tonight. He was able to stay under pitch count on Friday night. So him and Wes would be available tonight, hoping to save Devin for tomorrow if possible against Kickapoo. And then we just react from there, however things are going.
All right, sounds good. Good luck as you get ready for Wazika Steuben.
All right, thanks, Phil.
That's Bulldog coach Dan Clary.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game, from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From Ithaca on a beautiful sunshine day, soon to be evening. Hello, it's time for Ridge and Valley Conference Baseball. Fill me with you tonight. The Hornets and Bulldogs have both warmed up, and in a moment they'll be introduced, and we'll share with you the lineup as well as they meet again this season. Bulldogs won the first time around, checking the Ithaca winning streak, and something I don't necessarily bring up with Coach Dan Clary because I don't want to feel like I'm, you know, going to jinx him or anything like that, but they've won 13 games without a loss to start the season. And you go back to last year, their last loss was the last non-conference game of the year. It was Monday, May 22nd a year ago, when they lost in a non-conference game against Barneville. They had just defeated Seneca on that Saturday to close out the Ridge and Valley, and then lost to Barneville before starting that remarkable tournament run, which won them seven games in a row to the state championship. They've now won 13 in a row. So the Ithaca winning streak dating back to last year is at 20 games. Pretty remarkable, no doubt about it. But they've been challenged, and they'll be challenged again here tonight. The matchup has Sammy Clary with his catcher Houston Bolin going against Cohen Redmond and his catcher Cooper Lummis. That's the battery tonight for each team. And we've got the game for you tonight. Yes, it is live, not tape delay. Game was moved back an hour because of testing that some Wazika students were doing, and I was going to press them for time to get here for a 5 o'clock game. So for Coach Ben Dooms and company, they asked Ithaca if they could push it back an hour, and boy, why not on a night like this? I was talking to Coach Dooms about that, and he, like me, in favor of, especially as the spring weather starts to get a little nicer in the month of May, moving those games back a little bit, moving them to 6 o'clock, or even maybe on a Friday night, 7 o'clock. And I get the fact that, for instance, tonight, they will play three innings of JV baseball after the varsity game is done. That does get a little later. But some of the nights where maybe the JV doesn't play or maybe are playing elsewhere, in Ithaca's case, it might not be a bad idea. Get some prime time exposure, maybe when people don't have to necessarily rush from work or can make it to the game. We have baseball coming up right around the bend tonight. The Ithaca Bulldogs and the Wazika Steuben Hornets. Tonight's featured Monday Night Baseball game from WRCO at WRCO.com.
Hello, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. Did you know that most addictions start in adolescence? Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25, so it's important to be there for them and support their health. Wisconsin Social Host Law is in place to protect our young people. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for of mind, a comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
WRCO. Let's check the Ridge and Valley Conference standings as we get set for the action tonight here on WRCO. The Bulldogs